The following audio is from New Generation Worship Center. For more information, please visit www.ngworshipcenter.org.
Let us pray as we get ready to go to the Word of God that He has given for me to give to you this morning or this afternoon. Our God and our Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, O God, for blessing us to have the health in our bodies that we have. We thank you, O God, for watching over us and keeping us, O God. We thank you for blessing us with the presence of your Spirit, O Father, and leading us and guiding us to all the ways that you would have us to go. Bless those who would hear my voice. Bless those who would see me online this day. And Father, most of all, I pray that you would use me to proclaim your word as an instrument of peace. We ask these blessings in Christ's name. We do pray this morning. Amen. I keep wanting to say this morning because we had a little time change today. And it's still morning in my mind, even though it's afternoon already. But let me read from St. Luke today, the 6th chapter. Make sure that the 15th chapter, St. Luke, the 15th chapter, beginning at the 1st through the 6th verses. And I want to talk about, you'll see coming up in the lesson, in the scripture, the 90 and 9. Subtopic, the one lost sheep. The 90 and 9, the one lost sheep. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake unto them, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, do not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he had found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. This is an interesting parable that Jesus spoke of when he talked about 99 and that one lost sheep. It is a reflection, the 99 of those who are at home in the church. You know, most of us are here. You know, we're all in service. We're all enjoying service. We all listen to the worship songs and listen to the preacher and having a good time, you know, taking care of everything, fellowshipping and all that. We're all together, all 99 of us. But there was a lost sheep out there who was supposed to be a part of the 99. And Jesus was not happy until they found that one lost sheep. And I don't imagine that you could think about what it means to lose something that belongs to you. Have you ever lost a $50 bill? Well, can you imagine it? You have all your little money together. I'm just trying to use something of value that might prick you a little bit. You have all your little money in your purse. You know, you got your little private stash over here and over there, you know. And then all of a sudden, you're counting on your funds. You're getting ready to pay a bill, and you know you get a $50 bill. And you wonder what happened to it. And I tell you what, you go back, he said, and you start thinking in your mind, and you go back and start searching. You go home, and you said, maybe it's in the closet, and some other dress or some other purse that I may have carried or somewhere else that I may have put it up at. And you start looking around. You start asking the kids. You start asking your husband, or you start asking, you know, your wife, or you start asking somebody, have you seen that? You don't really want to say what you're looking for because you don't want them to think that you lost that kind of money. But have you seen anything lying around? You know, have y'all seen that? And nobody said, no, you go look in the car. You look in the back seat, look up under the seat. You look all over the place, okay? Now I know it's not here, you know? It wasn't in a coat that I had on. You know, you start looking at an exam, but you're not satisfied until you find that which you lost. You're not satisfied until you find that which you lost. And this 99 is like you got everything in place. Everybody's here. You got all your little duckies in order. Everything's in place. Everything's working fine. But you see, you start looking over at 99. You say, wait a minute, it's supposed to be 100. Something's missing. Somebody's missing. Somebody's out of place. As long as we have been here in New Generation and we have seen all of those who have come and go, you know, but sometimes the Lord will send somebody through you, through us, here in our place, and we say in our hearts and our mind, you belong here. And all of a sudden, someday, some point, sometime, they come up missing. Do you give them a call? Do you look for them? Do you reach out to them? Do you bug them? Do you say anything to them? Or you just let it go? You didn't let that $50 bill go. you went look for that. But what about that lost sheep? That sheep that was a part of the whole congregation of the 99. What about that lost sheep? Shouldn't we be concerned about that one? Yeah, but we got the 99 here. That's all right. You let that one go. No, you don't. No, you go look for that one lost sheep. Where is that sheep? You know, some people say maybe the pasture is greener on the other side. Maybe I'm not getting all what I want to get in my life here, so I'm going to look somewhere else. Sometimes that one lost sheep don't really know what he or she needs. But the love and the fellowship is supposed to be strong among the 99. That's there. The love and the community that's with the 99 is supposed to be strong right there. They would look and see, well, you know, something's missing or somebody's missing. I got a smile missing. You know, I got a voice missing. I got a face missing. And that person is not here with us anymore. You know, when the church gets to the point where one person doesn't mean anything, they don't show up, they don't go looking for them, you know, go reaching out for them, you know, is not concerned to find out what's going on with them, their life, their situation, they're lost, that lost one. Is the church concerned about that lost one? You're concerned about that lost thing, but what about that lost one? That lost one. Christ is concerned about that lost one. And if Christ is concerned about that lost one, why isn't the church concerned about that lost one? If Christ is concerned about that lost one, why are we concerned? That's our brother out there. That's our sister out there. That's a soul out there, that lost one. If you have the love of Christ in your heart, you should be concerned about wherever that lost one is. What's going on with that lost one? You know, did they get kidnapped? You know, did somebody take them away? Did they wander off somewhere and got into some other kind of doctrine or some other kind of teaching that maybe it's taking them away from Christ? Are we concerned about that lost one? Give it a name. Give it lost one a name. Think about it in your heart and in your mind, that one that you loved, that one that you fellowshiped with, the one that you were with, the one that was with us, the one that was with Christ. Now they're no longer here. And you say, well, you know, I wonder what happened. I know they were with Christ. I know they were a Christian. What happened? They're lost. They're not here. Well, you say, if they're not here, they're lost. They're supposed to be here. Christ says you're supposed to be with the 99. And so Christ, this is what he will do. This is what he specified. That 99 is intact. Everybody is together. Everybody's doing the fellowship and everybody rejoicing. Everybody is enjoying one another, but that 99 is out there all by themselves. Christ said, I will leave that 99 and go and hunt down that one that's lost. Because he loved that one. He loved the 99, yes. But he loved that one that's lost. Oh, you may have $500, but that $50 means a lot to you. I mean, you don't want to lose a $50 bill. You're going to look for that. You're going to search. You're going to tear up stuff, you know? You're going to... You go and look in that drawer, you pull that stuff out of here, you pull that stuff out of there. You got to find that one $50 bill, okay, to make that $450, $500, okay? You look for that. What about that soul? What about that lost sheep of God? What about that one that you knew? What about that one that you talked to? What about that one that you fellowship with them? Or did you ever talk with them? Did you ever really love that individual that had been part of the group, the 100. But that, we got 99. You know, we can do without that. No, we can't. Christ sent them looking out for the one that was lost. We go out a lot of times and we evangelize and we reach out to people who are lost. We reach out to the people in neighborhoods. We reach out to people in different places. And it's a good thing to reach out. It's a great thing to reach out. And maybe some of us are satisfied, we just don't reach out at all, you know? Maybe we get like a 99, you know? We just sit there, you know? We're good, you know? We don't care, we're fine, you know? You know, that person's just out there, whatever case may be, you know, let him do what he or she is going to do. Maybe we're not concerned at all. Maybe we're not. Christ is. And if Christ is concerned, we should be concerned. Every one of us should be concerned about the life and the situation of someone who was a brother or a sister in Christ. And maybe they're not with us anymore for whatever reason. It's all about one word. It's all about one word, L-O-V-E. Not your type of L-O-V-E, you know, not my type of love, you know, but his love. It's all about him. It's not about you. I'm not talking about somebody who got mad and got up and left. I'm not talking about somebody who I'm not talking about somebody who just fought against the church and fought against you and fought against. I'm talking about somebody that was sitting there, somebody that was taking in, somebody that was growing, somebody that contributed to the 99. All of a sudden, they're not there. Well, don't you feel anything? Don't you feel like sometimes somebody's missing? Don't you feel like sometimes you want to reach out to find out where that one is? There's so much going on in the world today that would draw a brother or sister away from Christ. I'm not talking about somebody that's been in church a long time. You know how it is. You know, in church a long time, they know the protocol of the church. They know how to sing and how to shout and how to dance and how to do all these things. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. At all. We see that every day. Every Sunday we see that. They show up on time. You know, they dress up. They shop. They sing. They go home and do whatever they do. But I'm talking about that one particular sheep, that lost one. Do you care? Christ does. He cares for the lost one. If that lost one was you, let's put the shoe on your foot. Maybe you were the one who left the 99 and went out somewhere in the wilderness, in the world, and got lost. Wouldn't you think that you would hope that somebody would be concerned about you? Would you hope that somebody was looking for you? Would you hope that somebody was concerned enough to turn over every rock, to turn over, to look over every place, to find out where you are and find out how you are doing? Well, that's the same thing with putting a shoe on the other foot. Well, you got a brother or sister out there somewhere. Oh, yes, you do. You got a brother or sister out there somewhere. I really, really, what it really impresses me about the AA program, Alcoholics Anonymous, is that's a group of people who have decided to follow the 12 steps of AA, Alcoholic Anonymous. And they come together and they meet on a regular basis. They know one another and they support one another. They talk to each other about their ups and downs, about the troubles that happen in life of staying sober. staying off of narcotics or whatever the case may be, Narcotics Anonymous, all that. They gather, they support one another, they talk to one another and keep one another in check. But if somebody in the group happens to fall off, or they say, fall off the wagon, you know, go out there and have a bottle, or go out there and have a hit, or whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden they don't show up in the meetings anymore. Don't you know that sponsor, that person who talks to them all the time when they're having a problem, the person who gets them on the phone different times when they're struggling, don't you know that individual goes looking for them? Everyone in their group goes looking for that person. If a secular organization can go looking for somebody like that that's trying to recover from alcohol or drugs, what about the church? This is a spiritual thing. It's greater than alcohol. It's greater than drugs. This is a spiritual thing. This is a spiritual connection. What about that lost one that's out there? Are we not concerned? I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm not just talking to, you know, to those who are here, who maybe that I can see. I'm talking about the church as a whole. Are you not concerned about that lost soul that's out there? You know, it's interesting to me that there are groups that are going out, knocking on doors and asking people about joining their church, about being a part of the organization. I used to see a lot of times when I was a kid, different groups that would go out and knock on doors and present their churches, you know, whatever they're doing, their brochure or information. You don't see that. You don't hardly see it anymore. You know, and definitely in an average church today, you don't see too many of us in the average church that, you know, worship in the four walls on a Sunday morning. We don't see too many of us going out presenting Christ to those people that are out there around the church. Even in the neighborhood, here's a big old church sitting right there in the neighborhood, and none of them never go out. A lot of time, none of the 99 never go out to reach out to those who are parts of the community where the church building is. Isn't that interesting? It's like when you're satisfied with meeting between the four walls, praising God, singing and preaching and shouting and doing everything else, and leaving there, we bypass the 99 that we drive by. A lot of time we go around them. I'm talking about the 99. I'm talking about the lost ones that are out there. We go around. Oh, I don't want to pass. I don't want to go down that street. You know. I don't know. I know who live over there. And I know what goes on over there. And I don't want to go down that street. You know. But that's the one that's lost. That's the one that the Lord wants us to go to. There was a young man I remember some time ago in my life. I was a part of a church, a large church in East Austin, and every Thanksgiving they would have a Thanksgiving dinner, and they would go out and pick a van and go downtown Austin and pick up the homeless and bring them to dinner. And then some of the people that lived in the community right around the church, you know, who never even attended the church, you know, at all, you know, they were down and out, and they were struggling, trying to make ends meet day to day or week to week, whatever the case may be. This young man, and I happened to have a chance to go out with him, went out to invite people in the neighborhood to come to the Thanksgiving dinner. And he told me that, I reminded me that an interesting thing happened as he would knock on doors and invite people to come to the Thanksgiving dinner, the people who were kind of down and out, even some of the folks that he ran into on the street. And they knew the church. He knocked on the door. We invite you to come to Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, I appreciate you and thank inviting me to come, but they don't want me there. Just because that church has a lot of doctors and lawyers and teachers and businessmen and they just bypass you every day or every Sunday, it doesn't mean somebody don't want you there. And not just on Thanksgiving morning, but or Thanksgiving dinner, but anytime, all the time. And the young man told the person that as they began to conversate, well, I want you there. I want you to be my special guest. Well, I'm concerned about how they're going to think about me. But I'm concerned about I can't get dressed up. You know, don't worry about that. You just be my special guest. Well, I'm concerned about what they're going to say. They say anything to you, you tell them to see me. We don't see too much of that anymore. We really don't. I was with the same guy. We went to a location over on 12th Street. This is an area of East Austin where all the alcoholics were gathering around, drinking out of the same bottle and different things going on. Seemed like folks never went home. They just stayed on the streets all the time, 24/7. You know, just drinking and just hanging out. You know, I'm not talking about the people who partied on Fridays and went home on Sunday. You know, I'm not talking about that group. But there was a group out there. There was a group out there. They stayed on the street all the time, all the time. And so I went with him to invite and to pray with people who were on the street, who were going through those type of things. Here we go, well, I'm going again. Down and out. This was what the homeless was before the homeless that we have today. And then the young man asked, he went to a young man who, an older man, who had been drinking. He was drunk and he was sitting there and he gave him an invitation to come to Christ. And they asked the man, is there anything I can do for you? You believe it or not, this one, just like this lost sheep, this drunk man asked the young man, the young church man, all dressed up in his church clothes, could you pray for me? Can you see the heart of Christ in this situation? Would you pray for me? And I saw this young man in his church clothes, okay, get down on the dirt on his knees in front of this drunk guy that was on the street and began to pray for him. Don't you know God witnessed all of that? But it's too many of us who are sitting among the 99 and that won't even go outside the four walls. There's too many of us that are sitting prim and pretty, you know, all churched up, you know, and in one between these four walls, you know, we won't even venture outside. The only thing we have to venture outside the four walls is to go get in my car and go back home. We gotta have more concern than that. Jesus said in the scripture that he would leave the 99 and go out to find that one. And when he had found him, when he had found her, when he had found that one lost sheep, he will not only grab that individual and just hug that individual and put, he said, in the sheep, he gave it this illustration, I will put him on my shoulder, I will carry him, I will carry her, okay? They've been down and out. I will do what I can to bring them up. I will do what I can to help them and bring them back to the 99, bring them back to the 99. And when they come back, somebody might be in the 99. Yeah, you know how it is, somebody time. Oh, here they come. They should have left that thing where it was. Yeah. I know how people think, and you know how people think too. Oh, they're not fit to be in here. They're not dressed up. They don't have the right. Jesus said, when that one was brought back, when you finally found that $50 bill, well, I think it put a smile on your face. When you finally found that which you lost, whatever it was, it put a smile on your face. And you were happy you found that. Now I can go and take care of business. Now I can do what I need to do. Now I have found that lost sheep. And now I can rejoice. When we go out and we witness the individuals in their neighborhoods and in their homes, and we pass out tracts or we pass out invitations to come to church, if we can just get one sheep, one. And somebody say, oh, y'all not doing nothing. That's not going to faze me. Oh, y'all been doing it how long? And yeah, that's not going to faze me. Christ gave us commission. Christ gave us the commission to go ye into all the world. He gave not only the preacher that, he gave the deacon that, he gave the trustee that, he gave every member, everybody that's been born again, Christ gave that commission. Go ye into all the world, find that lost sheep. And when you have found him, bring him home. Bring him home. And when you bring him home, don't just bring him home. We're going to rejoice. You know, he rejoiced over that one sheep more than the 99 that stayed there. That is so important, but that is the love of Christ. So my brothers and sisters, as I close, I pray that the impression that has been made upon your heart of how important one person is to Christ. That one person could be you. It could be. It could be you. You are very important to Christ. One person. There was a song they were singing long, it was sung a long time ago. If I could touch somebody as I walked along, then my living has not been in vain. I don't care what people say. I don't care what people think, you know. God knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows where you are. He knows where I am. That's God. And if God didn't know that, he would not be who he is. He would not be God. So I put all my trust in him. We put all our trust in him. It is because of him and his love for us that we stand today. It ain't because of us. It ain't because we are so good. It ain't because we are perfect. It ain't because we are who we are. But it's all because of his love. Because everything can be changed in one moment. In 1 second, if God decided to change his mind about us. But God has got to change. When God called us, and God, he has sent his son to our lives and saved us, we became a part of the group they call the 99, but we made it to 100. I would like to thank God for all you all listening. Thank God for all you all who are online, all across the city. You know, we're scattered here this morning. And all the way to Brazil. Thank God for you. Thank God for everything. And may his blessings be upon you. And may he praise upon your heart. And I think he has impressed upon somebody here. There is a lost sheep out there. If God had placed upon your heart that there was a lost sheep out there, then you do what needs to be done. May God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to New Generation Worship Center. For more information, please visit www.ngworshipcenter.org.